We would like to speak to you about integration, one of the truly challenging things for this time particularly. We are finding now that emotionally and sometimes physically, we are moved from one end of the spectrum to the other, much like, what is it you call, your seesaw. Back and forth, back and forth. And so the integrated position is when the seesaw is not going up or down, but is holding balance in the middle. When you are at one end of the spectrum, then that is when all of the emotions, particularly the ones that have been covered up from the past, have been stimulated by something and are up. And that is when we usually become the people that we do not particularly care for. But there it is. All of it is rolling and all of it is out. And your past is triggered. We are going to underline that. On this end of the spectrum, your past is triggered. And so what you are going to get is not a true manifestation of who you really are, but it is giving you a fairly clear picture of what has wounded you. So there is that end. Now, on the other end, we rise to the top of the mountain, meditating as we go. We seek the bliss, and it is truly bliss, the bliss of the meditative connection. And that is a joyous thing, and our preference is to stay there. But here we are in the world where the work we are really doing for the world is in the center. It is actually not at either end. At this end, there might be perhaps priests who go to the top of a mountain and stay in a temple and pray for the world, and that is their work. That would be what this would be like if you were wanting an example of it. But we are stuck with this other strange thing. This, our past being ignited, our passions, our anger, our rage, our frustration, our helplessness, and the beauty of our spirits, the knowledge of our connection, and the beauty of being in that space. And here's the world. What are we going to do to integrate who we really are in such a way that we can walk in the world, even knowing that we have a longing for this and a non-longing for that, but it lives in us. So what is it we need to do to get to the middle? And here is the thing about the middle. The middle is full of loving kindness, and it is not conditional. We very often have interesting moments when we hear so much about unconditional love. And we do not say that to be disparaging of trying for that, but in truth, unconditional love is with the mother and the father, God, who created the universe. Unconditional love happens in moments here in human beings, and sometimes very beautifully, but it is not a consistent thing. It is a thing that you might work for, but you do not want to deceive yourself that you are capable of unconditional love for everyone. That is probably not a true thing. And so in the middle, when you are walking in the middle, you must know both the beauty of your connection and the challenge of your limitations. And these things must walk together so that you can integrate them, you can move them together. But that means you cannot judge this. You cannot judge the wounding that you have experienced or the reactions that you have to it. And you cannot make it your goal to ignore that and to say there is only this. only the beautiful connection and the light and the sky, because that is going to put you in a very perilous position. So now, are we working on this? Of course we are. We are looking at patterns that do not serve us, patterns that are damaging to ourselves, to our health, whatever it is. And we are doing the good work here to find a loving way through all of this and to make this something that does not take away our power, but something that challenges us to come to our power in the human condition, and then to use this other beautiful thing to make the new pattern one that does not take away our humanity, but informs our humanity. And what that means is you may have the most angry response in the world to anything, and we understand that that is part of the human condition. But if it is informed by this, it does not make that all go away. It simply says, there is a higher part of me that loves me and understands that I am dealing with this. And how do I do that with as much loving kindness as I can? It is not a denial, but it is an informational energy that brings us to the middle. And that is what we are longing for, because you cannot give up your humanity, because you cannot work on the earth here without it. And you cannot be always in this state, however beautiful it is, because that also keeps you away from the middle. Now, how do we operate in the middle? This is one of the mysteries, is it not? Because to begin with, we do not all operate in the middle in the same way. And so when we are working on integrating our humanity and our spirit, it is not going to look the same way for everyone. But if this is done honestly, with a genuine understanding that we are blending two things that the world needs, we need it, of course, but the world needs it. Because it is in this blending, this integration, that when we walk in the world, we are the force for good. It does, and that is because of the energy that you are carrying. It is not because of something that you have achieved, some great, high, noble thing that you have become. That's not helpful in the world. We can certainly improve. We can certainly long for what is light. But what we want to long for more is our ability to integrate light into our humanity. When you do that, then, as you walk in the world, what you carry is a very powerful thing. Those who know you, see you, work with you, do not think that you have given up your humanity. They can see that you have your humanity. But they can watch as you use the light of your spirit to inform your humanity, to make choices about how you are going to work with your wounds, how you are going to work with other people who might be difficult. It is this integration that makes you a power on the earth, a power for good. So when we look at all of this, we want to remind you of one of the many patriarchal misfortunes that you have no doubt had to deal with, and that is the whole concept of perfection. Because you see, if perfection is what you think you should be doing, then there is only this end. There is only you glowing and alive and aligned. There is no humanity. And there is none of this beautiful blending that makes you a power on the earth, that makes you able to be a teacher by simply walking in the world. Because anyone can see then, oh, she gets angry, she gets upset. What is this other thing she is doing that is informing that humanity? Therein lies the power. Very few people are going to identify with someone who is striving to be perfect, because there is no perfection in the world. There is only learning and blending and making more light in yourself and in the world around you. So the thing you may have judged the most harshly in your own life because it was not perfect, because it did not glow, that very thing may be the thing that someday will make you more powerful than you ever knew you could be. So we are going to take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. See that you are in a beautiful field of flowers, and the field is wide and deep, and everywhere you step, the scent of the earth and the flowers come up and fill your senses. And know that this field in which you are walking is a field of support, and that everything natural and beautiful and fragrant is there for your good. And when you let this fill you, you become lighter. And when you see that the path you are on begins to ascend, you are ascending easily because you are filled with the beauty and the fragrance of this field. And as you ascend, let the week that has been passed drop away from you. Let the burden you may have carried fall away from you. And feel how good it is to be light and nurtured, cared for by beauty and nature and the earth. And as your path leads you upward, find that you come to a place where there is water, and choose how you wish to be with the water, to drink it, to rest in it, whatever is comfortable for you in this beautiful blue water. And know that the water brings you peace. When you come up from the water, feel that there is a white light robe that you wrap around you, and it is comfort and it is the comfort of your spirit. And walk ahead on this path and see that you are coming to a place of light. And there is a column of light before you. And you step into that column of light. And the column of light opens to the universe and the light and the energy of the universe. And as your crown opens, feel that fluid, powerful light into your crown. Open it to remind you that you are worthy to receive and that the universe is endlessly generous and abundant and wants that abundance for you. Open the crown. Receive. Feel the light flow into the third eye and awaken your senses, the part of you that knows deeply and intuitively about yourself and about the world around you. And feel the third eye honored by this light and honored by you. Feel the flow of light into your throat. And let the light begin to displace any harshness in your communication with yourself or those around you. Feel the light and the energy that invites love and joy in your communication. Feel that displacing anything heavier or more painful, moving it out of that center. Feel the flow of that light into your heart. And let that light fill your heart. Touch the places that have been wounded in the past. Break up the patterns that you no longer wish to carry. And see the beauty of what you are growing in your own life. What brings you joy, and the power of what brings you joy. Feel the flow of light into your solar plexus. And let that light make a beautiful place in the solar plexus, a place that receives the feelings that are loving and kind and strong and all that is true for you. Let that fill the solar plexus and displace all of the other energy that may have caught there. The energy of frustration or helplessness. Feel all of that go away. Feel the energy of the universe flow into your second center. And see the energy make a rose. A rose that will grow in this second center. And take up all the room where the shame and the judgment may have lived before. And see this beautiful rose energy and a waterfall that assists you in cleansing, clearing anything you no longer wish to hold. Feel the energy flow down through your body and into the root. And let that energy begin to break up any limitation you might have been holding about your own life. Feel it break up and move out. and feel your root smiling, ready to create, unafraid about any of the challenges that might come with a new creation, excited about matching the shape of your life to the shape of your heart. And let the universal energy flow through your whole body, through your head and your thoughts, through your trunk, down through your arms and hands, down through your legs and your feet. So you are filled with the energy in which you were lovingly created. Let that energy move past your body to make a field of beauty and welcoming that stays with you as you walk through the world. And as you step out of this column of light, see that there is a table, and know that the universe has left a gift for you there. Resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, return to your path and know that every step you take on your path is blessed, and that with everything that happens, you are loved and understood and supported. And walk from the path back to the center of your body. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.